Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, get up. Good morning, get up. Good morning, good morning, good morning, wake up. Yes, sir. Welcome to Hustle and Shine in the Morning, broadcasting live from the Brian and Groovin' Studios. Brian B. Shining.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time, high of 81. Currently, it is 68 down Nolan Road.
Hi, D.
What's up, man? How you feeling on this, still that National Barbecue Week? I'm just gonna keep it there. Actually, it's National Brisket Day.
You got me right there, in case you didn't hear it right there. But maybe we can talk to Keisha Lance Bottoms, former mayor of Atlanta. She's got a lot of things up her sleeve. We're going to be talking to her starting at 7:38 this morning.
And, of course, your TMG at the 23. Singer Maya shares how she joined the Boy Is Mine tour. And Gayle King speaks on those old-time rumors of her and Oprah being romantic.
Yikes. Motivation coming up in about 10 minutes. Let's throw it back to 1995, 96. The video came out in 96.
I love this
album
song.
Came out in 95.
Yeah.
Let's take it back. Throwback Thursday. Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Get on up. Get up.
Let me tell you. Everybody grab somebody. Turn mother into a party. Fellas, take it, ladies. Ladies, go and choose your man.
Tell them, haters, get on your job. Motivation.
Sucker, sucker, can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Sometimes you grow weary from excessive activity. In such cases, a good period of rest will revive you. Yet, there's a deeper, more surprising form of weariness. It comes from doing too little, or from meaningless activity that offers no challenge. That weariness can't be cured by inactivity. It is a clear sign that you are pleading with yourself for more meaningful effort. Not only are you capable of achieving more than what you're already achieving, you can become weary because your spirit is craving more meaningful activity. Rather than doubling down on that weariness, stop it in its tracks. Direct your focus toward a purpose and set about to follow that purpose with your time, resources, skills, and creativity. When you feel exhausted for no reason, that's precisely what you need. A reason. Give yourself a meaningful intention, put effort into it, and transform weariness into enthusiasm. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:25 on your time. It's a high of 81. Currently, it is 68 in the River Market. Singer Maya shares how she joined the Boy Is Mine tour right before she hit Kansas City.
I got a call from management and agents. Can you hop on this? What are you talking about? Okay, when? Today. Excuse me? Keep in mind, I haven't even gone home yet. I'd been coming from Atlanta. I went to 21 Savage's birthday party. That's the only outfit I got. Editing my set in the airport. Give me an office. I don't care. Give me a bathroom. I'm going to need to do my hair. I got to do my makeup. No sound check. When I got backstage, like, oh, I'll see you in Kansas City tomorrow. I'm like, excuse me.
Now,
okay.
And if you were in Kansas City, she killed it. She was a surprise. Unfortunately, Money Long had some health things going on, so she hopped on the tour. But when Maya was killing it, and people, I think, kind of forgot, you know, the crates. I mean, the songs that in the catalog she had.
Oh, down to the A fam. Mm-hmm. Like this one right here, it's my jam.
Thanks to the X, it's your bop.
Yes, it is. But yeah, Maya got a... She had a nice little catalog. I'm surprised, you know, she be out of the spotlight or whatever.
Yeah,
and I'm surprised nobody talks about her being in the verses, you know, so.
The verses?
Yeah, oh. Having a verses.
Oh, well, who?
Exactly. Hmm. Yeah, who want to step up to that?
I'm not saying she couldn't do it. I think it would be great, but.
I'm saying.
That would be, I don't know. That would be interesting. I wouldn't be.
Think about it. Yeah, just you know, ponder on it for a
second. I'm just thinking of her peers or Brandy and Monica, and that wouldn't be. That's not comparable.
Well, and some other people.
I don't know. I got to think about who those other people would be. That's a good conversation.
Well, when she play this, boy, this is my jam. She's on your phone. Come on. She's all alone. It's my jam, boy.
He's trying to have a moment with this song.
All right, my bad. I know we got to move
on. No, since we're talking about music, there is a new female rapper that's been on the scene. Her name is Trim. She is a 19-year-old rapper from Charleston, South Carolina. And she's known for her verbal tracks, A Boat and Coconut Water. They've been getting a lot of attention on TikTok. She was even named Billboard up-and-coming hip-hop artist. But a lot of controversy around this young lady is she sounds like Nicki Minaj.
Coconut water, coconut water.
Him and Joe, that's cookie tea. Why we have Florida? He said I've been like a bat. I'm like your hoda. I'm trying to hop on your face and spike it up like a mortar. Coconut water, coconut water. Am I the only one that feels that way? I mean, a lot of people online say that too. But do you see the comparison? Even the boat in the... I don't know. Maybe it's the... It's that cadence. It's the cadence and the awkwardness of it.
Don't let her do it.
Well, she's done mannerisms like that too. So
okay,
it's
well,
like
there it is.
I don't know. Rooting for this young lady. I'm rooting for everybody that's black.
That train has left the station.
But I don't know about that.
This is Stayla Cherry, and I wake up with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103.
Many times, not only on this show, many other shows on TV for sure. You often see starting off with bad news. If it bleeds, it leads. That's kind of the thing that news organizations or whatever go with. That's what gets attention. This morning, let's start off with some great news.
Okay,
some good news for the cousins.
Okay.
Kansas City, Missouri has seen a nearly 22% decrease in homicides from 2025 and a 24% decrease in homicides compared to the five-year average. That's according to the Jackson County Prosecutor's Office. Shout out to Melissa Johnson. Mm-hmm. KCPD has also seen a significant decrease in group-related violence homicides from 24 to 25. The decrease has come nearly 2 years after Kansas City launched a coalition to bring violence down known as Save KC. So the program brings in at-risk Kansas Cityans who are either victims of violence or have been identified as potentially committing violent acts. The goal with quarterly call-ins, D, is to bring these individuals off the streets and deter them from a life of crime. This is a great program. Mm-hmm. This is, to me, tapping in to the people who really needs the help instead of doing a PSA or warning people or putting a hammer down on somebody. Yeah. I feel like this is really... going to the source and helping the individual.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have a couple contacts within Save KC, the program. So I know we've had some conversations about getting some of those people on air to actually hear more in depth about those stories and what's actually happening and changing over there.
Yo, what up? This your boy, Little Ronnie. I wake up with Hustle and Shine on the Hot 103 Jams, baby. Let's go.
Now, if this happened to me, I will blow a gasket. In these words, Aaliyah will be Leo-ing. But some residents will need permits to get in and out of their neighborhood on World Cup match days, but only affects people east of Arrowhead Stadium near 43rd and Blue Ridge Cutoff. So I didn't mean to, you know.
Right, you dressed it up real nice, didn't you?
I did. Dress it up and make it real for me. Residents. That's called a tease, y'all. Residents won't be able to drive out of their neighborhood at that intersection.
A lead on.
Or 43rd Terrace and Blue Ridge Cutoff for much of the day on the 6th match day. So if you live between 43rd and 44th Streets, Blue Ridge Cutoff and Ditzler Avenue, you'll need a permit to get in and out of your neighborhood on these match days. So
it's free though, cousins.
Oh, it is. That news to me.
The permit, which is free, will be needed for that 4 hours in advance.
Oh, you reading down the notes? Okay,
sorry. Yeah, I'm just thinking if I was listening right now and one of my cousins said my address.
Doesn't cost nothing.
Exactly, because when I think of permits, I'm thinking I got to come up out some money.
Hey, you got to go to the city website.
Right, you
got to
do all of that.
Making that real money.
Don't nobody got time for that.
People blaming Mary Lucas for it.
That money. No, literally. Come on now.
Yeah, so, y'all keep your head on the swivel with that. And watch out for that. Look, it's going to be an influx of scamming going on.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Who you think going to be the core of the scamming? I mean, we just played Young Miami. We was calling for the scammers. But who going to be scamming?
You never know. Just wait and
keep
see.
Keep your head on the swivel.
Tell them to bring me my money.
Yeah! This is Bitman 816 Day. We on Hustling Shop.
Big love to all the cousins that's tapping that Hot 103 Jams app. Thank you so much for listening to Hustle and Shine. And to the cousins who's tapped in on that Hustle and Shine stream, checking me and D out live in the Brown and Krupa studios. We love and appreciate y'all. Oh, yeah. Now, Wild Cousins, that's right there on Bruce R. Watkins right now, getting it, trying to get to work on time.
In and out of them lanes. Slow down.
Hey, get to the left lane, fam, and take it easy, okay? Whether you had Gregory on Bruce R. Watkins or where you had 59th Street, 55th Street, please, y'all know them lights is coming. Y'all know them signals is fast. Take it easy. From I-70 and I-435 at Casey Motor, I-70 and Van Brunt, we see you over there. Plus, at the Downtown Loop, Grandview Triangle, wherever you are in the city, we love and appreciate you for tapping in the Hustle and Shine in the morning, because we know and we realize you could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin.
Shy, 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 booyah, roll call.
It's time for that 7-Eleven roll call.
She couldn't wait to get ignorant, y'all.
Only on Hustle and Shine in the morning. I love this part. This is the best, one of the best parts of the show. Shout out to our cousins hitting us up on that text line. Big love to Anaya Royster. That is, she just graduated at Piper High School. Auntie said the entire family is proud of you. Shout out to all the seniors that are walking. I was sent over from one of our cousins from the A16. Also sending over some love to Hustle and Shine in the morning. Big love to Tyson Williams over at Benton High for graduating. More graduates in rotation. Honesty Williams at Lafayette High. Tristan Daniels at Truman High. Big love to the cousins that are walking that stage. Kaden Forbush over at Ruskin. Angelo at William Christman High. Shout out to Eric Hervey at Washington High. Ariana Ross at UCM. Big love as you walk that stage. You are opening a new chapter of your life, so do your big one.
Time to pay some bills.
And shout out to the Rainbow Center graduates at Blue Springs. I actually didn't start paying bills till like maybe my junior, senior year of college.
Look at you.
My mama was still, she was paying my car notes. She was like, look, just go to school and I'm going to do my best to do X, Y, and Z. So not all the kids going to have to just jump off the porch.
What's going on?
You know. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the cousins that are starting that new chapter of your life.
Congratulations.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
7:25 on your time. It's a high of 80. Currently, it is 71 in Independence. While you think about what your favorite throwback company slogan or jingle was, listen to Lizzo as she links with Chili's.
I want my
baby,
no!
So what was one of your favorite jingles?
Oh, I got a bunch.
Anything that comes to mind?
Yes. More Kansas City jingles, though. Y'all remember this
one? 3-2-1-2-2-7-7.
Come on.
Anytime, night, or day.
Let's see. What else? It was another Alaskan fur. I got it. Hold on. Let me get it back. Alaskan fur. Alaskan fur. Or how about this? How about this classic right here,
which one?
Call me ICDC College.
Hey. Just say ICDC College.
I'm so ICDC College.
Okay.
See, I like that because that transitioned a little bit into one of my favorite jingles. And it was Education Connection. Do you ever remember them songs? Yeah. Uh-huh. When that beat get in, it's...
I'm working for an hourly wage.
Do you ever remember hearing this?
No.
This was like across the country. This was not specific to any city.
When I get a degree, I will make a bigger salary. So now I got to see
what she say.
College is right for me. Education Connection.
Okay, this is the ending. Hold on. We're gonna wrap it up.
Get connected.
For free. Get connected.
Yeah, I love that. We're gonna go here. Yikes. I thought you knew this joint.
I never heard of that.
Wow,
in my life.
That is crazy. Cousins, let me know if you've heard of that jingle before. Other news, Gayle King says the rumors about her and Oprah being romantic used to get her hot.
It used to really bother me. I was recently divorced, and the National Enquirer did a story about that's the reason for the divorce, because they're secretly gay. Number one, if we were gay, we would tell you. And then I would say to her, you've got to say something on your show, because it's hard enough for me to get a date on a Saturday night, and now people think I'm a lesbian. You've got to say something.
Yikes.
Messing with her DMs. Chill out, Oprah.
That was crazy.
This is Jonathan Duncan, councilman from the 6th District. I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
We are blessed to be joined by the former mayor of Atlanta, Georgia. And she's running for governor of Georgia now, man. Going on to bigger and better things. Miss Keisha Lance Bottoms is joining Hustle and Shine in the morning. Good morning. How are you feeling this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing great. So glad to see you all.
We appreciate you joining us, and yes. You have a new memoir coming out called The Rough Side of the Mountain. Now, you start off this book by talking about some very real trauma with your father. Can you just talk about how that trauma really kind of infiltrated itself into your success and your political career?
I start off by talking about my dad, who was a singer named Major Lance, really popular in the 1960s. Even one of his tracks is on a Grand Theft Auto game, actually.
Wow.
I talk about how my dad struggled with addiction, and when the records stopped selling, he started selling drugs, and how it upended our family. Coming home from school and seeing him being led away and replacing this extraordinary life with visiting him in prison across Georgia, and just how these parts of myself from my dad's struggles to my mom struggling as a single mother with three jobs, and how I felt I had to hide parts of my life in many ways in order to be accepted. We often want people to think we just show up in our pristine condition.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it was a story about my people, my community, but I know it resonates with so many people who've ever felt they had to code switch to be enough.
Code switching, because as a Black woman myself, it's so many times I'm in rooms where I'm like, ooh, I'm going to have to tone myself down at least for a second just because of the people that might be in the room. And sometimes as Black women, we do feel that especially in leadership positions, feel that pressure to do so. And I know you wrote about it in the book, meaning you talked about specifically sanding down parts of yourself to succeed. At what point did you change the narrative on that?
For me, so much of it had to do with 2020, when there was no blueprint for leadership and we had to figure it out. And what I learned is, like, so much of what I had to rely on was the common sense from my people who didn't have titles and college degrees and had not worked in professional settings. It was common sense. It was faith. It was doing the best that you could do with what you had. And so much of that was foundational for me. But I would often think it was like this either or proposition. And I can't remember if I wrote about this in a book or not, but I remember when I was elected mayor, my mother calling me one day saying there was something, some message she was trying to give to me or something she wanted to say. And she got so mad with me. She said, well, maybe if I had somebody important call and tell you, you listen. Mm. Like, and that shook me to my core. That it was just this real in-your-face reminder that I was separating these parts of myself and not realizing my superpower was that I was all these things. I was all these people. And so it, you know, for people who felt that, I would just say very simply, you are enough.
Now, here in Kansas City, we have Mayor Quentin Lucas, a black man who's leading the city. Now, I know there were some very difficult challenges in leading a city like Atlanta, especially being a black woman in that particular city, because there are so many things that you have to pay attention to. There are so many, not masters that you have to serve, but there are so many people that you have to serve in so many different demographics. What was that experience like? And did everybody blame you for everything, like how everybody blames Mayor Lucas for everything here?
It felt that way. It certainly did. But, you know, I always say the streets don't lie. You know, it's nothing like going into the grocery store or the bank and seeing that wonderful senior citizen that says, baby, you couldn't do nothing about that.
Right. Right.
Yeah, you know, and just knowing that regardless of what the media narrative may be, that people understand what you can control and what you can't control. And that at the end of the day, that people give you grace that you otherwise may not feel that you're getting.
I definitely want to segue that into you receiving your flowers on the amount of success that you had in Atlanta. You being the first to serve in all three branches of government is major, a major accomplishment. And then, of course, being currently in run for governor is major. So I know you've inspired many people within our community and even outside. So I just wanted to make sure I mentioned that as well.
Yes.
Well, thank you for that. I appreciate it. And you know, our roots run from the South on. So we're all connected. And I just hope that my story is an inspiration for people everywhere, and they'll stand taller because they've read it. And y'all be nice to Mayor Lucas. He's doing the very best he can do.
I know that's yeah. Right. Thank you so much for your time. Former Mayor Atlanta Keisha Lance Bottoms, CNN commentator, and she's running for Georgia governor. Pick up her memoir, The Rough Side of the Mountain by Keisha Lance Bottoms. Have a good one and continue to be a blessing.
Thank you all.
TMG, The Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
8:25 on your time. It's a high of 80. Currently, it is 71 down 350 Highway and Nolan Road. Congratulations to Drake on making some history. He beats out Michael Jackson's record for most number ones by a
they
solo.
They community noted that.
By a solo male artist as the Janis STFU song debuts atop singles charts. So I know he's been celebrating and a lot of his fans have been in the comments going crazy about that. Drake now ties Rihanna and Taylor Swift for most number ones across all acts with 14 chart toppers. So congratulations to him. That's big.
Hmm.
Shout out to Vibe Magazine. Now they ceased over more than a decade ago production of physical copies and became online only. Well, the iconic brand is now relaunching print with the first issue to be set to be released next week.
Oh, who's my
gonna
God.
Be on the cover? I don't believe they've unveiled that yet, but excited to see that.
Hustle and Shine.
That would be perfect. That'd be fire.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Gemini season. Happy birthday to those unpredictable, those friendly and versatile Geminis.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending over a happy birthday to rapper YTB Fat. Sending a happy birthday to UK gospel and pop singer Ryel Williams. And last but not least, sending a big happy birthday to singer, songwriter, actress, businesswoman, author, 7-time Grammy Award winner, and overall living legend. Happy birthday to Gladys Knight.
Okay, D, let's take it to the crib and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Zandria McDaniel, Lashaya Marie, and Tom Cooperwood. Happy birthday, Lima Ramsey and Karen Davis, plus everybody else born on May 28th. Happy birthday, Gemini. Celebrate
Hi.
Your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We wow. see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Hey.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
My name is Rhonda.
Hey, Rhonda. What you doing on this Throwback Thursday?
I'm on my way to work.
What air freshener you got in that car?
Nothing right now.
Oh, no. Red alert.
Just raw dog in life, huh?
Bye.
I have a spray.
Okay. Got it on standby. What she needed. She needed.
Okay. I don't believe you.
You're a liar.
But you want to pull a spray out and prove a point?
Stop lying.
All right, cousin. What you do need to prove is that you know these lyrics and can finish them in order to secure this hookup. You got it?
Yeah.
Found you all I can to keep you satisfied. So just in case I don't make it home
tonight. Come on.
Just in case I don't make it home tonight.
Uh-huh.
I'm too last time, baby.
Baby, be loved tonight.
There you go. You
just in case.
You're a little mumbling, but you made it to the other side, cousin. You got most of it. You did. You get that $20 in Jazz Bucks to Jazz Louisiana Kitchen. You gonna keep lunch for yourself or give it to somebody else?
I'm probably gonna take my sister. Her birthday coming up.
Okay, she a Gemini?
Yeah, on the 11th.
Oh Lord, yeah. Make sure you treat her right.
All right, cousin.
I sure will.
Go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show's getting you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine in the morning. Yes, the Hot 103 Jam. Don't forget to slam that Z.